All right, and welcome to July 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1890. Happy birthday, Idaho! It's the 43rd state admitted to the Union. It's the 14th largest, the 39th most populous, and the 7th least densely populated of the country. Idaho was part of the Oregon Country, which was claimed by the U.S. and Great Britain until the U.S. gained possession in 1846. Here's some fun facts about Idaho, courtesy of 50states.com. The Elk River is the home of the Idaho champion Western Red Cedar Tree, the largest tree in the state. Estimated to be over 3,000 years old, this giant is more than 18 feet in diameter and stands 177 feet tall. In Idaho, the law forbids a citizen to give another citizen a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds. Don't do it. Just eat it yourself. The world-famous hot springs of Idaho are located in lava hot springs. Sun Valley is recognized as the home of America's first destination ski resort. And finally, if you're into fly fishing, Anderson Dam is the place you want to be for catching blue ribbon. Idaho, like a boss! Oh boy, and here's an ugly one. 1988. Americans shoot down Iranian Flight 655, killing hundreds on board. Let me just back up a second. In 1979, the Islamic Revolution led to the Iran-Iraq War. When Iraq invaded Iran in 1980, according to the Washington Post, the U.S. supported Iraq leader Saddam Hussein against the two countries' mutual Iranian enemy. Towards the end of the war, on July 3, 1988, a U.S. Navy ship called the Vincennes was exchanging fire with small Iranian ships in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy kept ships there, and still does, to protect oil trade routes. As the American and Iranian ships skirmished, Iran Air Flight 655 took off from nearby Bandar Abbas International Airport, bound for Dubai. The Vincennes allegedly mistook the airliner for an F-14 and shot it down, killing all 290 passengers and crew members on board. U.S. officials defended the action, stating the airliner was out of its commercial flight path and flying too low. However, a month later, U.S. authorities reversed that angle, acknowledging that the plane was within its commercial flight path and did not appear to be a threat. In 1996, the U.S. agreed to pay $62 million in damages to the families of the Iranians killed in the attack. The impact of that is believed to have tensions between the U.S. and Iran to this day. And moving on to Civil War news, 1963, Pickett's Charge. According to EncyclopediaVirginia.org, it was the climax of the Battle of Gettysburg, and one of the most famous infantry attacks of the Civil War. Lasting about an hour in the afternoon of July 3, 1863, it pitted 12,000 Confederates, including three brigades of Virginians under George E. Pickett, against half of that number of Union troops. On July 2nd, Robert E. Lee had unsuccessfully attacked the Union flanks in what even some of his own men perceived as a desperate gambit. He now attacked the center, asking his troops to cross an open field nearly three-fourths of a mile long. They were bloodily repulsed, losing half their number. Controversy resulted as Confederate veterans struggled to lay claim to honor and glory, pitting Virginians against North Carolinians, an effort to explain why the attack had failed. Many Southerners came to believe that the charge represented the high wire mark of Confederate hopes for independence, a view cultivated by proponents of the lost cause interpretation of the Civil War. Meanwhile, 20th century popular culture transformed Pickett into a soldier as gallant and graceful as a knight of chivalry riding to a tournament, in the words of his wife LaSalle Corbell Pickett. And films like Gettysburg in 1993 glorified the attack, even while historians continue to debate Lee's decision, sometimes comparing it to Union General Ulysses S. Grant's equally futile attacks at Cold Harbor and Hanover County in 1864. And that about wraps up the 3rd of July there on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.